So this song is about my girlfriend's mom's boyfriend, and he's a really great guy. He's awesome, but we don't have like a whole lot of common interests, you know. And so like one Christmas or Thanksgiving, we were talking, and everybody was talking about football, you know, which is like the great equalizer. That's the one thing we can all talk about. But Tommy is from South Carolina and is not into college football somehow.
Right.
I know. It's weird. It's really weird. Unfathomable, you might say. So I was like, what are we gonna talk about? You know? And he's not into like, you know, secular music or anything like that. So I was like, what are we going to talk about? You know, great dude. But he's really into stock car racing. That's like he's really into racing. And so I was asking him, there's some big race had been that weekend, like Talladega or something. And I'm not, I don't dislike it, I'm just not into it. You know, I just don't know anything about it. And so I was asking him if his driver had won the race or whatever, just something to talk about. And he said, well, you know, to be honest with you, I don't really follow NASCAR because I grew up in Western South Carolina with guys that, you know, had grown up driving cars, running moonshine and stuff, and who worked on cars with their friends. And you know, so he moved to Hueytown, you know, in the 70s, I guess, to be around the Alabama gang and to just hang out and work on cars with guys who were working jobs that, you know, they weren't crazy about, just to make enough money to work on their cars and race on the weekends. And so he said that, you know, he didn't really follow NASCAR anymore, but that he just hung out at the drag strip and the dirt track, you know, because that's where he felt like the spirit of the sport was still alive. And even though I don't know much about car racing, I certainly related to that narrative as it applied to playing in rock and roll bands. You know, it's a lot of the best shows I've ever seen were in basements or you know, all ages venues or real small smoky bars or the backyard at Standard Deluxe. So